Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, and I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. I want to talk about niches first. You know, one of the things that Sears Roebuck is famous for, and by the way, full disclosure, I worked at Sears in way back in the day in college, and I worked my way through college. I put me and my wife through college working at Sears, and I was on their management training program and was there for a long time, about 7 years I was there, and loved all of it but the very end when I left. But Sears, which is still has a special place in my heart for what they did for me, what they're famous for, as you probably know, especially guys, are there Craftsman tools. The Craftsman tool, you know, you break a Craftsman tool, no questions asked. You just bring it back and they give you another one. But they're especially famous for their mechanical socket wrenches. And so I was buying one there one day, and way back when I was just a young guy and trying to buy some tools for my car. And I walked up and found they'd just come out with a whole new line of socket wrenches. And they had the good, the better, and the best there for almost everything in the company, but especially for the socket wrenches. And I asked about the difference, and the guy said, well, the best model has more notches or teeth inside the mechanism, which allowed for finer adjustments when tightening a nut or a bolt. So with the big teeth in the some of the other sockets, if you're in a really tight space, you might not be able to move the handle enough to grab that next notch, and so you can't get it as tight. But with finer teeth, it allows for finer adjustment. You can move that handle just a little bit and keep doing it, keep tightening it, right? Finer adjustments. Well, for the past 30 years, the marketplace has increasingly become like that best socket wrench. Every year, the marketplace requires more notches, except in the marketplace, notches are called niches. Now, I say niche. I prefer niche. Some people like niche because I think niche sounds a little presumptuous. I would rather say niche. Tomato, tomato, right? And just as more notches in a mechanical wrench allow for finer adjustments, remember that finer adjustments, just as that's possible in a mechanical wrench, niches create finer and more elegant ways to serve customers, which they like a lot. They like that finer, more elegant service to customers. Webster, and of course now Wikipedia, defines a niche as a place or position perfectly suited for the person or thing in it. If ever a concept was perfectly suited for something, it's the niche in small business. Indeed, as one small business owner creates a new niche, another one is creating a niche within that niche. A niche of a niche. It's a beautiful thing. A friend of mine, Rebecca Bainick, is the president of Neutral Posture, a Texas company she and her mother founded back in the day. This small business manufactures really comfortable, ergonomically correct office chairs. I have three or four of them in my office. They're amazing. As a guest on my program back in the day, she told me that they attributed their success to filling that niche. Their chairs aren't for everyone, just those who are willing to pay a little bit more for a chair that promotes the best posture at work. It's a niche that they fill. Many small business fortunes have been made with the neutral posture model of being best in niche. Best in niche rather than trying to conquer the world. The mother of niches, my friends, is what Adam Smith called the division of labor, which today often manifests as outsourcing. Outsourcing is when individuals and businesses spend more time focusing on their core competencies and contract for all the other stuff, or as much of it as they can. There are more professional lawn businesses today, for example, than there were 30 years ago, because you and I are increasingly realizing that we can earn more by sticking to our professional knitting than it costs us to hire to get our grass cut. And consequently, we have more time and somebody else cuts our grass and somebody else gets to grow a business, right? That's a niche. Across the marketplace, it's become an article of faith. The best way to stay on track is by outsourcing non-core competencies, core competency tasks to a contractor, often who is often operating in a niche. When core competencies, that niche is their core competency. I've long said that the best thing that ever happened to small business after the personal computer is outsourcing, because it manufactures niches. Outsourcing manufactures niches, which are pretty much the domain of small businesses. You don't see a lot of big companies in a niche. So as niches have increased in number, so have entrepreneurial opportunities, resulting in the most dramatic expansion of the small business sector in history. If you're wondering why there's so much more emphasis, so much more recognition, so much more evidence of small businesses contributing to over half of the U.S. economy, in my opinion, it's all because of niches. It's difficult to say which one is the egg and which is the chicken. Have entrepreneurs taken advantage of niche opportunities presented to them? Or have they carved out niches while they push the envelope of an industry? Well, the answer is not either or, it's both and. In the future, there won't be more mass marketing. There won't be more mass media. There won't be more mass distribution. But there will be more niches. Lots of new niches. Niches of niches. Niches of niches of niches. We already have that. You've seen them. You're probably filling one of them. And that's good news, my friends, because more niches means a healthier small business sector. And I believe with all my heart that what's good for small business, you heard me say this before, what's good for small business is good for the world. Most small businesses will find more success by creating and serving and excelling in a niche. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.